Dynamite Road by Andrew Clavin. Read by Andrew Clavin.
Disc 1.
This book is for Spencer. Author's note. These days, I always call it the agency. Weiss Investigations, that was the name on the door. But my wife, my children, my friends have all heard these stories so often that the agency is enough. They know what I'm talking about. They've been badgering me to write about the place for a long time. When are you going to do something serious, they say. Something factual, they mean, instead of the fictional thrillers I've made my living with. But the more I struggled to find a way to tell about the agency, Weiss and Bishop and the rest, the more I came to feel that the facts were actually a poor substitute for the truth of the matter. And now that the moment finally feels right for me to set all these events down on paper, these actual events that I saw or was told about and even participated in to some extent, I find myself essentially making them up, writing them as yet another novel, that is, complete with dialogue I couldn't have heard and thoughts I couldn't have known, and even one or two incidents that only might have happened or might not have. The risk of doing it this way, of course, is that you won't believe me, that you'll think the whole business is so crowded with novelistic danger and mystery and romance that I must have made it all up. And that would be a shame, because for the most part, this is the way it happened. Not just the incidents and places, the internal stuff, too, the personal stuff. People actually shared a lot of it with me. I think I must have been a good person to confide in at the time. I was young, after all, just out of school, an eager listener. I was an outsider in the place, an Easterner, adrift on the West Coast, a struggling writer who'd taken the agency job only for the money and the experience. I had no permanent stake in anybody's life.